A staff recommendation for a moratorium on acquiring more water systems will be brought to the Columbia Shuswap Regional District Board meeting in July. Ben Van Nostrand, General Manager of Environmental and Utility Services, presented a report for discussion at the Regional District's June 19 Committee of the Whole meeting. In his report, Van Nostrand noted a review of the CSRD's water utility service revealed that in addition to challenges in meeting current service levels, there are several major issues facing the department. These include a backlog of applications for water system takeover, interior health inspection reports, an incomplete cross-connection program, lack of up-to-date water conservation, water metering, programs and ongoing asset management planning. This report is meant to inform the board and provide recommendations to ensure the Utility Services Department is meeting its obligations to provide safe drinking at current CSRD water systems, noted Van Nostrand. In addition, the report outlines issues facing the department above and beyond current mandatory delivery services to ensure the long-term success. Van Nostrand, who recently took over management of the water systems, advised directors that a review of the service should be completed every 5 years. The last strategy review was done in 2011. The regional district owns and operates several small park, community hall and fire hall water systems that are managed by CSRD staff. Using contracted services, the CSRD currently owns and operates 11 community water systems in the North and South Shuswap, Falkland and Galena Shores in electoral area B. These water systems service as few as 30 customers to as many as approximately 763 residents. But the contractor, whose contract ends December 31, 2024, is having difficulties recruiting staff, and Van Nostrand is hopeful the contract can be extended for another 5-year period. Van Nostrand pointed out that bringing the services in-house would cause a massive shift to the CSRD's service delivery model and would include significant cost implications. The CSRD currently has a positive relationship with the staff from Interior Health that administer their inspection and enforcement policies for the CSRD's water treatment and distribution systems. But, Van Nostrand cautioned, that should IH require increased monitoring, source reporting or put new restrictive policies in place, the regional district may be faced with having to increase time and resources in order to maintain compliance with permit requirements.